Listen and Live Audio presents Leader of the Pack by David Rosenfeld. Read for you by Grover Gardner. By the time Peyton Manning threw the pass, Richard Salerno was dead. When Richard got up to answer the doorbell, Manning was directing the Colts in the no-huddle offense. Consistent with his style of play, Manning surveyed the defense while at the line of scrimmage, calling audibles based on what he saw before him. As was often the case, Manning could do this for at least 25 or 30 seconds until the play clock was about to run out. Since Salerno had bet a lot of money on the Colts and they were down by 4 on the Patriots' 18-yard line with 30 seconds to play, he wasn't happy about leaving the television at all. Chances are it was just a delivery man and he could deal with it and be back without missing a play. At least, that's what he hoped. That's not how it worked out. He opened the door and managed to get out the words, "What are you?" before the bullet hit him in the chest, sending him falling backward. There was a silencer on the gun, so the killer knew that no neighbors were calling 911. Salerno was technically still alive when he hit the floor, but likely dead by the time Manning threw the interception, effectively costing the Colts the game. But that was no longer Salerno's problem. He wouldn't be paying bookmakers ever.